Hey, good morning. First patient is Gary, G-A-G-A-R-R-Y. Last name is Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-T-A-N. So first name is G-A-R-R-Y. Last name is G-A-R-R-I-T-A-N. He was born 6/16/58. Today is 10/15/2025. Gary is a 67-year-old gentleman with an extensive history of COPD. He currently lives with his sister, Johanna, J-O-H-N-A, and her husband, period. New paragraph, he lives in Houston, Texas, off of Bissonnet, B-I-S-S-O-N-E-T-T, period. Patient originally from Pittsburgh has been living in Houston for 40 years, period. He has extensive history of tobacco abuse, two pack a day for years and years, period. He didn't drink alcohol. He did drink alcohol, but he quit that also a few years ago. He quit smoking only 3 months ago because he was told he might have lung cancer because he's lost over 70 pounds. He's short of breath at all times, period. He's divorced 45 years and has no children, period. Gary's sister made the referral to hospice and palliative care because of his worsening condition, his shortness of breath at rest with activity, and his increased needs at home, period. Gary is able to ambulate, although he has some issues with bladder incontinence because of his shortness of breath and weakness. Gary is still able to ambulate, but with difficulty because of shortness of breath, period. He also has issues with incontinence because of his weakness and his shortness of breath, period. He does require help for ADL as well, period. Patient has a history of COPD, corpulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, weight loss of 70 pounds in the past few months, abnormal CT scan. He refused biopsy and wants to be left alone. He just wants to have his lungs taken care of. He also has a history of depression, bipolar disorder, and schizoid affective disorder, period. As I mentioned, he moved to Houston some 40 years ago. He worked as an engineer, then got into construction and was a boiler maker. Last he did was he's a computer tech. He made a lot of money, but he lost it all because of drug addiction and ended up in prison for 18 years, period. Patient's last hospitalization was a couple of years ago because of psych issues and shortness of breath, period. Immunization, his most immunization, including flu shot, pneumonia shots are up to date, has not had a recent COVID immunization, period. Medications include Effexor 75 milligram once a day, Risperidone 3 milligram a day, Synthroid 25 microgram a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, period. By the way, he's been sober of drugs and alcohol times 13 years now. Surgery, has had two knee surgery on the right side, medical problems, COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic phlebitis of the left leg, chronic edema, shortness of breath, lymphedema of the left leg. This has gone on for some time after he was hit by a car years ago, histobipolar and schizoid affective disorder, period. Review of system, his short of breath at rest, his short of breath with activity, his O2 sat is at 89%. His sister has noted a huge change in his condition, in his activity level, and his breathing, and for this reason, hospice and palliative care was asked to evaluate the patient, especially since he no longer wants to go back and forth to the doctor and find out about the spot in quotation in his lung. With a 70-pound weight loss, he's convinced that he has lung cancer and wants to be kept comfortable at home at this time with his sister till he passes away. On the medication, also put down, he was on Trilogy, but he's off of that at this time. Would definitely benefit from Trilogy. Family history, both mom and dad died of cancer. Dad had throat cancer, mom had liver cancer. Allergy, none. On exam, Gary was found to be a 67-year-old frail gentleman, somewhat unkempt, short of breath, weak, requires help with activity, is short of breath at rest and with any kind of movement in his chair. His O2 sat was only 88% on room air, MAC, MAC of 30, heart rate of 99 with a blood pressure of 139 over 98. He tells me that he just took his blood pressure medicine right now. His heart reveals positive S1, positive S2 with a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur. Lungs, bronchi, RALS, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen with a decreased air movement. Abdomen slightly distended, non-tender. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity 2 plus edema. Left side 1 plus edema. Right side with history of phlebitis. Neurological movement of her extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Poor dentition noted on examination of his oral cavity, but no lesions noted in his lungs, period. He has no ptosis or any anhidrosis or sign or symptoms of Horner syndrome with a lung mass. Assessment, 67-year-old computer analyst, construction worker, boiler maker, divorced for 45 years with extensive tobacco abuse, now with COPD, severe weight loss, 70 pounds, shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activity, chronic hypoxemia, chronic lower extremity edema related to pulmonary hypertension, as well as choropulmonale, period. In a paragraph, he has been told that he has a spot on his lungs. On the last CT scan, he does not want to have a biopsy or be worked up for cancer or get treatment for cancer. He wants to be kept comfortable, period. He does have history of depression and bipolar disorder, which is controlled with risperidone and Effexor at this time, period. In a paragraph, he has issues with being in the dark and nightmares because of long prison stay of 18 years, period. His immunization for flu is up to date. He could benefit from a COVID immunization at this time, period. Once again, he does not want to have a workup of his lung mass and wants to be kept comfortable. His sister wants patient to receive medications that he needs at home without having to take him back and forth to the doctor, period. His appetite has been diminished. He has childlike appetite. He's quite weak and debilitated. Because of this, he has ADL dependency, some ADL dependency, and some issues with bladder incontinence, period. He also has hypertension, which is partially controlled at this time, most likely because of his shortness of breath. Pain does not appear to be a huge issue at this time, except for the lower extremity pain in the left leg with chronic phlebitis and edema and a history of chronic lymphedema, period. His sober 13 years of drugs and alcohol. He has good support system. He's with his sister around and would benefit from a refill of his Trilogy. He definitely needs O2 evaluation by a podiatrist and a nebulizer machine with albuterol 2.5 milligram per 3 cc at least 4 to 6 times a day to control his symptoms of air hunger and anxiety related to his end-stage COPD and air hunger. Overall prognosis is poor for this gentleman at this time. Thank you.